Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. Today's Torah portion is for the Parsha Vayigash, and it is from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 through 28. Today's commentary was written by Rabbi Craig Sheff of Orangetown Jewish Center in Orangeburg, New York. He writes, "The Haftarah assigned to this week's Torah portion, Vayigash, is Yechezkel, that is Ezekiel's, vision of a future reconciliation and reunification of the northern and southern tribes of Israel. The northern tribes had been dispersed and exiled from their land by the end of the 8th century by the Assyrians in roughly 720. With the destruction of the first temple in 586 BCE, the southern kingdom of Judah met its end. Ezekiel preaches from exile in Babylonia in the years following that destruction and his vision of a time when the tribes will be united and a single monarchy will lead the nation in its land. Must have been a comforting and hopeful buoy for a community on the verge of total extinction. Yechezkel holds two sticks, one inscribed with the name of Judah, representing the southern tribes, and the other with the name of Joseph, representing the northern tribes. God instructs Ezekiel to bring them together so that they will become one stick. The symbolism of the stick serves to tell the world that the Israelites will again be one nation with one king, in their land, serving the one God and sanctified by God. Finding ourselves in the midst of the holiday season, family dynamics tend to take on a greater prominence during the rest of the year. Tensions grows as excitement grows. Anticipation of family reunions and the revisiting of long-standing and sometimes strained relationships raises the level of anxiety for many people. Sometimes the emotional and social exiles we experience from one another are the result of an act of God, as Ezekiel sees it, some event for which no one can claim responsibility, and sometimes they are the result of the act of a person, in the case of Joseph and his brothers, some carelessness or international act that leaves us hurt, angry, and resentful. Sometimes we can't even remember what started the whole uncomfortable dynamic, but we can imagine freeing ourselves of it. It would be wonderful if we could write our names on a stick, hold them together, and cure all that separates us. But that's not the way it works. Ezekiel's vision, however, does offer some guidelines. With one God, with one mission, with one sense of direction, we are made whole despite our differences. We don't need to agree on all things to be one people. In fact, according to our sages, when two sides argue over an issue, and each side is truly dedicated to serving God in their position, the argument is worthy of being preserved. Such disagreements, however, are not meant to divide us. They are meant to bring us closer because of the passion, dedication we see in each other. Imagine how different our political or religious discourse would look, both in Israel and here in the United States, if members of every party or movement trusted that their opponent's sole interest was the serving of the greater good. Perhaps compromises would more easily be reached if we didn't have such a terrible track record of self-interest. Perhaps more common ground would be explored. Within our own family structures, imagine how much better we would get along if we forgave insult, if we believed that we all want to be loved and accepted, if we opened the door to reconciliation and allowed two to dwell as one for a while. I can't promise that God is going to bring about reconciliation and unification to the North and South, the secular and the religious, the Republican and the Democrat, but I know that I can open the door just in case. The editors to this unravel added several questions. Have you had a family issue which divided members of the family, which was resolved? Have you ever tried to look at the issue from another's point of view? Did that change your view of a situation? Have you been able to forgive an insult, perceived or actual, made to you, and how did you manage to accomplish that? Shabbat shalom, y'all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb, written by Shane Ivers, and is available at www.silvermansound.com.